Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it.
I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese.
So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it is so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
To me, it's better than sad. And it's for money, oh, it's for over. And it's for nips, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody, you have tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Virginia this week. Miss Sage Montana is gone because she had some things that she had to take care of for this Thursday, and it wasn't a happy moment. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Sage and her friends for this little moment that she could not be with me, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm not even going to go into any more. So, Sage, I hope you're doing well. I love you, love you, love you. And we will talk this weekend. Anywho, so I am Sammy Bricks, host of Webcamming with Sammy, Sage, and Virginia. And today we are going to have an amazing guest on. Her name is Ginger Sweet, and she will be here later on. But I am going to, in the meantime, bring on my other sexy, yummy co-host, Miss Virginia Rose. Let me make sure she's out there in cyberspace. Virginia, are you there, darling?
I sure am, sweet Sammy. How are you today?
I am fabulous, fabuloso. How have you been doing, my darling?
Oh, everything's been really good, thank you. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Your boobs are feeling better?
My boobs are feeling better. They're getting there. I'm actually going to, I was like contemplating if I was going to take another week off, I was like, do I do it just to be safe? But I think I might. It's either going to be Sunday or Monday. I'm going to log in. I'm going to do
exciting.
It.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Yay.
But no. So all you sex monsters out there, there is not going to be any titty bouncing whatsoever. Just saying. No titty bouncing. These strikers are way too heavy. I think literally they must be probably like 5 pounds each.
At least.
And that's like ridiculous. Like, how is this? What the heck? Oh, my goodness. So how's things going with you guys, with you and Scott and, like, doing all your yummy cam shows? What's going on? Any exciting news with you?
Yeah, well, we've been doing actually a lot of custom work, which has been super fun.
Ah.
And if everything goes well, I'll be having a really busy, fun, yummy week coming up. Hopefully we'll get to cam with 3 different young ladies.
What?
Yeah, super exciting. One girl I've never cammed with before. So, yeah.
Like, are you doing all the girls at the same time, or are you doing like periodic different days?
Periodic different days so far. You know, I just want to make sure personalities mesh and all that fun stuff. But yeah, hopefully one girl on Saturday, another on Monday, and then girl number 3 and possibly her husband as well on Wednesday.
Holy biscuits. Okay, so let's talk
I'm
a little bit
excited.
About this. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this because you guys are so daring. Like, this is how weird I am when it comes to picking somebody I'm going to cam model with. Like, I am so over the top freakish. Like, I depict their personality, like everything. I go from just the way their hair looks to their eyelashes to the, I'm weird. Like, I'm one of those, perfectionists when it comes to picking a girl for me to, which I would totally webcam with you. Like, totally. You're so cute and your personality is spot on. Like, I would totally cam with you. But I am totally a freak when it comes to me trying to pick somebody. So how do you guys go about picking the right person to cam with you?
Well, in all honesty, I think we are getting pickier and becoming more like you pretty much with each girl because it is so true. Sometimes, you know, you're attracted to the outside package, but there's more to us as human beings. So personality is so huge. So there's a few girls that I wish them well, but I'm glad we did what we did, but I don't think I'd want to cam with them again. So it is a huge thing. Absolutely. So, you know, for us, we try to kind of, I don't want to say date first, but, you know, have maybe a couple Skype meetings, you know, fully clothed and actually talking, you know.
Right.
Before we decide to meet. So, and most of the girls, I find it easier personally if they have cammed before. It's just
definitely
so much easier, although there's certainly an appeal with breaking someone in too. So it definitely depends.
That would be interesting, breaking somebody in, which I, you know, when I was, you know, shooting porn, I had to break a couple of young girls in, and that was very interesting. But for that part of the industry, you don't have the time to meet them. You show up on set, and that's what you do.
Well, we have done that a couple of times in the past, to be honest, with our audition tapes. We basically met someone, and 5 minutes later, the camera was rolling. But now we kind of, you know, especially if someone hasn't cammed before, we tend to be a bit more picky, I guess you could say, you know, our standards are rising.
Well, I completely understand that because you guys are so big into building your brand as a webcam couple. Like, you guys have really built this, you know, tight couple brand, and you really put yourselves out there as reputable cam models, and you have to have good cam models to cam with. I mean, and you've got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to ask you a personal question, and you can answer it or not. I don't care, whatever. But I'm going to ask you anyway. So do you guys make sure that these people are tested when you're you know what I mean? Like, when you cam with them.
Yeah, that's a great question. We do.
It is.
Yes. You know, we have to get their ID and everything, too, and we don't mind waiting, whatever, right? It doesn't
mm-hmm.
take that long to go to the doctor, get your test.
Right.
And we periodically go as well, you know, just because you never know if there's a mistake or whatever. So, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And even then, Scott will still wrap it up with other ladies. So, you know,
that's the difference. There's a lot of people who cam together, and I'll see groups, you know, because I go and I scout out people that I would love to have on the show, and I look at couples, and I look at these, you know, cam shows, and they're doing things, and I'm thinking, oh, my Lanta, okay, you guys are not protected, and I'm wondering if you got tested, because that was my thing. If a person was not tested, I didn't shoot with them or cam with them. I'm like, nope. Not camming with you. If you don't have a test,
exactly.
I'm not camming with you.
And it's free here, but so there's really no excuse.
I totally wish I lived in Canada, seriously, for the healthcare issue, because I'm going to tell you right now, this freaking state of California, y'all suck balls.
Well,
I just
things
went
suck
to the doctor today. I'm telling you. I just went to the dermatologist today, and I didn't even realize that my health care plan had changed over. And the nurse told me, she's like, oh, your health care plan is changing. So, you know, we're not going to be able to give you the same dermatology treatment unless you call these people. And if you don't, it's going to cost you about $50,000 a year. And I said, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
I'm like, I'll make that phone call as soon as I get home.
Yeah, we don't have anything to do with dermatology as far as I know. Like, it's very limited what you can get, and there's usually a huge wait list. So I don't know. You know, we each have our pros and cons with our healthcare, but there's some things that are pretty cool about it, and there's some things that are,
that
you know,
really
if you have a
sucks.
Disease, like cancer or something, it's not
yeah.
cool, you know. It's really hard
yeah.
to
oh,
get more than adequate treatment.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That totally sucks. Okay, so we're going to have our guest, who I see is here, and she's going to be coming on in a few momentos.
Oh,
we are going to let our...
Yay,
this is Ginger. I haven't even announced her name all the way yet.
Oh.
She's going to be coming in on the show here in a few momentos. I'm going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcement. So everybody stay tuned for about a minute and 19 seconds. And we are going to bring this fabulous, amazing cam model on to join in on the yummy sex talk. So everybody hold on to your cots and your vaginas. We will be right back after Angela is done with her sexy announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. Whoop, whoop. Thank you for doing that. We love getting those Dollhouse announcements out there. So make sure y'all take heed to those announcements. Listen. And if you have your songs that want to go out, and hey, I'll feature them on my show. I'm okay with that. Just come on. Go send them away. And I will totally play them for you. Okay, we are back. And you've tuned into Webcammy with Sammy and Virginia. And Miss Virginia, I'm going to bring our guest on. I think it's time.
Excellent.
What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
So today our guest is Miss Ginger Sweet. And I had the amazing opportunity to meet her when I was in Vegas in January for the Adult Webcam Award. So she is here today with us. And we're going to talk about her webcam experiences and lots of other things. I'm going to ask her a few questions about what's going on in the world of the ginger that's oh so sweet, this naughty chica. Miss Ginger, are you there, darling?
Oh, unfortunately, I'm sick today. My daughter caught a cold, so I sound a little, you know. But other than that, it's been really, really great.
Yay! So, Ginger, Sage can be here because I don't know, like, if anybody, well, I just kind of blew it out there. There was a bad incident with a friend, and I feel very bad for her and her friends. So she's not here, but today we have Virginia here on the air. And
I love Virginia. She grabbed my boob at the conference. I loved it.
Oh, yay. Okay. I think you guys met while you were there.
Hey,
yeah, we met.
She got me a $100 tip, so I cannot complain.
Virginia is in love with big titties. Like, she loves titties.
I'm in love with
like,
all titties, but yeah, you guys, fabulous titties.
She loves the damn titties.
Thank you.
Well, Virginia's so damn tiny. It's like, I'm in love with her because she's so stinking tiny. It's like, hello.
I know.
Dinner.
I'm so jealous. I know.
Right?
I got small, and then I got pregnant.
Oh, what do you do? Hey, I got married, and I got married, ate the wedding cake, and I'm not as tiny as I used to be, so whatever. But I'm happy. And I have bigger boobs now. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you girls see me. I can't wait to see you girls in January. They look so much better than last year. Oh, my gosh. It's
I can't even imagine that because they were really great last year. But I saw a picture,
right?
But I know pictures are just so impersonal.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, Ginger, darling, what do you have going on in the world of your sweetness? Like, what do you have any exciting news, like, with your webcamming? Because I do want to let everybody know she was the winner of the Smoking Fetish show at our 2016 show in January at the Adult Webcam Awards.
Yeah, I was, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have anything going on right now. I've been going back and forth between a couple different sites right now with, you know, it's really hard to get online with my daughter, you know.
Right.
Being sick, and there's just so much stuff going on with her, and then she doesn't want to go to sleep, you know. And so I don't have anything going on right now, but I'm always online, or at least I try
That's
to be.
A good thing.
Yes, it's. I wish I could go back to doing like a 4-hour, you know, where I sit there for 4 hours and what happens, but that's so much harder to do. I do split cam, which is very helpful.
Right.
Like being on 3 different sites at one time. You know, so.
So then, well, let me ask you this, because there's a lot of girls that don't know what split cam is. So when you're doing split cam, are you using 3 different computers at the same time? Like,
no,
like how...
just 3 different cameras.
Okay, and
I
so
have
you're
3 different
running
cameras.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. And you open each one up. Because, like, with I'm Live, when you open I'm Live up, it's right there. You don't have to open something else for that camera to work. It's all on the single page.
Gotcha.
you know, with StreamAid, you have to open up your Adobe if you're still using Adobe
right.
or if you're using your StreamAid one. And then
mm-hmm.
same with StreamStrip. As soon as you open up to work on StreamStrip, it's all right there. So you can have three different windows open at the same time and kind of see, you know, what you're doing. And it all has a different ding. So you know if somebody's coming in your room or they're talking or they're leaving. Each one has their own in particular, you know, sound.
So when you're doing all three sites, so you've got all three sites open all at one time, and I know
yep.
with StreamAid, you can't show anything in free chat. Now, what about the other two sites?
I'm not even sure, but I wouldn't do it anyway, just because I did mess up once when I was first starting, and I had gotten a gold show so fast, and at that time I was just doing StreamAid and StreamStrip, and
uh-huh.
I totally forgot that camera was pointed at me. And
oh, right.
This was when StreamStrip was very, very new. So there was nobody in the room, thank goodness. But could you imagine? They got a full free show, and StreamStrip never said anything to me. So I don't know if it's even allowed or not. But maybe
right.
because, like I said, there was nobody in there. There was no guest. There was nobody. Because, like I said, there's a particular ding I would have heard, and then I would have been like, oh, whoops, I'm online on another site. But that was when, you know, I was... Yeah.
oh, my gosh.
I'm getting better at it, though.
Well, the thing is, because, you know, Virginia, her and Scott, they, you know, they're a cam couple on Chatterbait. And Virginia, you can show everything in free chat as long as the monsters are actually being smart and paying tokens. So you guys know
right.
just, like, oh. Yeah, you can go all day long and just have a fuck fest. And
we ended
like,
up actually doing that
thing.
By accident. We just wanted to do a free show for kicks, like just for giggles, you know, just for fun. Boyfriend and girlfriend being exhibitionists.
Hey,
and we missed the money. People just
you
like
hit
out of appreciation. So we're like, okay, right?
Well, I want to ask both you, okay, and I'm going to ask Virginia first because she's been on Chatterbait. That's where they're known for, is on Chatterbait. The thing is, like, I'm a total StreamAid girl. Like, that's where, you know, I didn't start there, but that's where my platform has grown, is on StreamAid. So for you, Virginia, how do you feel about doing everything in free chat? Do you feel it's a more profitable platform for you, or would you prefer doing, you know, like what I do, where I don't do all the fuck myself in the free chat because I'm just not used to it, kind of thing.
I can understand that. Yeah, for sure. For us, it's more like we're kind of on there maybe for a couple hours, sometimes three. You know, we do shorter shows, I think, maybe as a
uh-huh.
couple. And I'm just there to please my boyfriend and get off myself. And everything else is a huge bonus for us. So I think we kind of stumbled across this. We weren't even planning on really being a can couple. We just loved it. And here we are.
Right.
So I don't mind. But I can appreciate, you know, not wanting to do that for sure. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
on Chatterbait don't. And we've definitely explored, you know, split camming, but we couldn't get it where the quality was good, so we need to,
right.
you know, learn more about
definitely need high quality
talk
cameras.
To guys after the show. We do, but for some reason, when we try to split camming, it doesn't stay the same quality. So anyway, we will hopefully
do
that in the future.
So here's another question, and this Ginger, you might be able to answer because you're doing split cams. Now, when you're because you said you were only using one computer, but you're using multiple cameras. When you're
yes.
plugging those cameras into your computer, is that blogging down you know, the traffic and whatnot, because I know, because I got issues when I log in, and I'm going to tell you girls right now, I'm fucking scared to log back into CAM because I got so many people waiting after the last time. Like, where the fuck you at, bitch? Where you at? Where you got the vagina?
But I mean, I think my traffic is so up and down anyway because I'm not consistent anymore. And it depends on that. When I used to be consistent, my traffic was up and down. But now that I'm no longer on a set schedule, it's really up and down. Like, I will have a point in time where there are so many people in my room and there's so many conversations going on. And then I'll jump on and I'm like, is anybody going to pop in? Like,
right.
Like, at least someone's
home,
right?
So, as for the chat rate thing, I did try that, but I started with StreamMate, where you don't do anything in free chat, except for little things. So when I tried Chatterbait and they were asking me to do all this stuff, I just felt uncomfortable.
Well, I think that's also one of the things that's hard for a lot of models. When they start on a site such as Chatterbait or MyFreeCams or FreeWebcams, that kind of thing, when a lot of models start on those sites, you're able, once you're getting those tokens coming in, you can show everything, you know, head to toe, you know, asshole, vagina, cocks, whatever you want to show. You can show as long as you, well, smart models do it if they're getting tokens. Stupid models do it just because they're stupid. And I'm just saying that. If I get hate mail, I don't care. You're just fucking stupid. If you're on a – seriously. If you're on – if you're working on a site where you can fuck yourself and do everything in free chat and you're not getting tokens, you're the stupidest model in the world if you're not getting paid to fuck yourself. Just saying. Okay. Now, if y'all want to, like, you know, send me mail and hate me, or if you have my number and you want to text me, you can hate me. I don't care. I'm still going to tell you you're stupid. Get your goddamn money. Your vagina, your cock, your balls, and your tits are worth something, okay? Oh, my goodness. But it's crazy, though. Like Ginger just said, girls are used to working on a cam site where you don't show anything in free chat. It's hard to transition, just like models that are on, you know, other sites trying to come on to, you know, like, say, StreamMate, for instance. When you go from a show everything site to, oh, my gosh, okay, here I am at StreamMate. Now I'm just going to show, you know, my stuff. Once these people start tipping, it's like, it's very hard for people to transition. Really hard.
Yeah. I don't want to be bored, you know, because I feel like I'm there to entertain people. To a certain degree, you know? So if I'm bored, then how can I entertain people? I actually want to be engaged.
Right.
You know? I don't want to be
engaged. Well, I can totally engage you. I can, I'm totally, like, full-on actress mode when, like, I can totally entertain you and I would keep you from not being bored. I will totally frost you with, like, yummy frosting, put a cupcake on your cupcake and eat it off, and nobody would see your vagina. And I would have so much fun with you.
Awesome.
Just saying. Oh, my gosh, we lost Miss Ginger. Miss Ginger, if you're out there, hopefully your call comes back. So we are going to take a call right now. We have caller 56152. Are you there, my darling?
Hi, Sammy and Sweepy. How are you? Hello, Virginia.
I am.
Hello.
Sweepy. I'm fabulous. Hey. How are you doing, Sweepy?
Doing well, thanks.
Yay. So how have things been going on with you? What have you been up to in your naughty world of yours, Mr. Sweepy?
Just having a relaxing week this week and going on cam for watching the ladies.
So let me ask you, Sweet Pea, okay, we've been hanging out, you know, for quite some time, on cam, off cam, all that. Who is your ultimate favorite cam model that you would love to have on the show? I want to know.
Oh, ultimate
favorite. The one that actually, I mean, somebody who actually, like, does camp, that you just, like, totally wets your willy, like, really gets you just, like, knocks your freaking
hard as fuck.
Off.
Yeah.
There's
yes.
one cam model, but
who
she's in
drains
Ohio.
Your fucking balls, sweet pea?
There's this one cam model from Ohio. Her name
okay.
is Megan Fox. Her, she spells it with, like, multiple X's.
And
she's
and
really good. She's also on StreamMate.
I think I know who you're talking about. I do believe, yes. She's tall, thin, big boobs.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Yes, I know who she is. Ha-ha. So you will have to send me her Twitter, and I would gladly bring her on the show for you.
That's the only thing. I don't know if she has a Twitter or not.
I don't know either. I'm not quite sure if she does. I have no idea. I have no idea, darling. Well, you do your research on her. And you let me know, because you know I will totally, I will bring her on for you, because you are an amazing fan for all of us cam models. You're always there. You call into the show when you can. You're a cutie pie. And you better get your ass to Vegas in January to come see us cam models.
Thank
Just
you,
saying.
And I will try. I will definitely try
no,
my best.
No, you have to do more than try. No, there's no just I will try. It's I'm going to do it. Just do it.
Yes.
Just do it. Sweet pea, you got to just do it.
Yes, and there's something else you got to do also, Sammy.
Oh, shit, I know. Goddamn cookies. Fuck. Still waiting on my damn cookies. I think they're petrified by now. You know what? I'll send you some cookies, and I might send you, like, a little extra something. And I'm actually going to Costco this weekend, so I'll pick up, like, some yummy goodies for the cookies, but then I'll send you a little, like, what if I totally put, which I'm going to give a shout-out to an amazing sponsor that we have for the Adult Webcam Awards, who is mm-hmm. Funk Lube. Maybe I'll funkify your cookies.
Nice.
I'll put a little lube in there so they slide down your throat very nicely.
You can call it Spunkle a Chip.
Spunkle chips. You're going to get Spunkle chips. Oh, my gosh. You're as sick as I am. Knock it off, you sick monster. Oh, my gosh. Okay, sweet pea, do you have any more yumminess to share with us? Because we have another caller that's waiting on the line.
I know you're frequently mentioning traffic on the air, and I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
do you think Tuesdays and Thursdays are usually the least days where there's traffic for consistent webcam models?
Well, it depends on if their tits are out. you're talking about actually on webcamming. I thought you were talking about on the freeway, because I had my tits out today and I was doing just fine. Honestly, it doesn't matter what day a week a cam model goes online and works. As long as you are, you know, consistent and you're fun and you engage your cam, you know, your fans, it doesn't matter what freaking day of the week, time of the day that you go on. You just have to engage everybody that comes into your chat room. Like, I haven't been
right.
on literally now for 5 weeks. Tomorrow will be 5 weeks since I've been on cam. And it doesn't matter, because if you build up a webcam base of fans, people love you and come back to see you, and they never leave you if you're a good cam model. Now, if you're a shitty cam model, then I'd say go get a job at McDonald's or Walmart or something, because it's not the place for you. Just saying. Like, what do you think, sweetie?
I have to agree.
Like,
we used to wonder that as exact thing, and then we were like, whatever, we're horny. Let's just do it now. It's a bad time, but
yeah,
it wouldn't
just
matter. It wasn't ever a bad time. So, yeah,
right.
absolutely.
Well, because, picture,
like,
with
you,
it's always good.
I was picturing, imagine going to like McDonald's and then doing the cam show at a McDonald's. You're like flipping burgers and showing your tatas there.
That might be a little dangerous. I mean, you're like getting grease on your dick and you're getting grease on your titties and like, I mean, then you'd have to turn it into a whole new cam show. We'd have the paramedics there, like taping things up and like, you know. Wait, are we talking about a porn shoot or a webcam show? This is going in two different ways here.
In the cam shoot. I mean, she might put a little something in the special sauce, uh-huh. You know.
Yeah, okay, sweetie, I got you. You want us to put your little doggy in between the buns with a little special sauce, lettuce, cheese, tomato,
style.
And
yes.
Lettuce. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got you. We got you.
Yeah.
We'll dip you in mustard and ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet pea. You not
give
sex
me two buns in the oven.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet pea, you keep talking dirty, and I might want to put a bun in your oven.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit. I just learned something new about sweet pea. All right, watch out. I'm going to bend your ass over, and you're going to get a little something. Okay, sweet pea, darling. I have another caller waiting, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Love you both
sweetie.
Very much.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
You stroke that sweet cock of yours very fabulously tonight. And maybe, with some spunk lube. Okay, here we go. We have another caller waiting. 479. Are you there, darling?
Greetings, my dear.
Johnny.
I just followed your lovely co-hostess, and my.
I know, she's yummy. Miss Virginia is yummy.
I swear, I don't know what keeps happening, but every time I open your feed, I keep seeing more and more of these gorgeous creatures that just keep appearing. It's getting to the levels of ridiculousness now.
I know. I'm telling you, these camels are absolutely amazing, fabulous, beautiful, easy breezy beautiful. So, Virginia, this is John, and John is amazing. He's another yummy fan that is fabulous on social media and loves to come into our cam shows. And I know you're going to go check out Virginia in her cam show.
Yes, indeed.
Hello, John. I just followed you back, baby. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank
Lovely
you.
Lovely to meet you.
Yes, and if I have switched from my normal, everyday, happy, glowing face to reflect my personal preference in art. 16th century samurai things and whatnot.
I saw that. I'm not going to talk about the one that you sent me. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Oh, come on. You know that was attractive looking.
It was. It was my total tranny John. Like, you were totally, like, if you would have had a webcam and you had that makeup actually on your face, and you were ready to go, you could totally be up for the new, like, T award at the Adult Webcam Awards. I'm just saying. That was some hot
I'm going to be honest. That's one of the reasons why you won't see me in that kind of a thing, because I do not pull off that look. You've heard of 5 o'clock shadow? That was beyond 5 o'clock. We've already hit 8:30 there.
Oh, my goodness. You're
and
so
I'll have
funny.
To send you a picture of that, Virginia, because it's it was me messing around with the Snapchat filter. Several of my little constituents online have finally drugged me kicking and screaming into learning how to do that. And so I've learned how, and I think I've almost mastered this crap.
Nice.
Wait, masturbate or mastered?
Mastered.
Mastered. Mastered. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Got you. Okay, I want to give a little note out there to Miss Ginger Sweets. Not sure what happened, darling, but your call was lost. So give us a call back, and I will gladly put you back on the air there, baby doll, because I'm not quite sure what's going on there, sister. So give us a call back, 646-595-4038, and I will definitely put you back on. So, all right.
I have to say, I also follow your lovely guest, Miss Ginger, there as well.
Yes. Yes. Nice. Nice.
You'll find, Virginia will find out that I'm quite the adult-friendly zone on my social media feed.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yay.
We love curves, so I already love you.
Yes. Johnny's
now I'm
going to
be embarrassed.
Why?
I'm even more fun once you get a little bit of liquor in me. I'm a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, what Ooh. Is that honey whiskey, or what is it that you like to drink?
I'm a fan of anything from the lovely family of Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that Tennessee whiskey or I thought it was a honey flavor thing that you were drinking there for a little while.
Well, I've tried, they have a blend that's a honey flavor, and then they have some other things. So I've pretty much tested the waters in every area. When I turned 21, I didn't go to beer or anything like that. I went straight to the hard stuff.
Nice. I like it hard too, John.
Oh. See, this is why Virginia and
I can work
along.
In that area too.
Yeah, this is why Virginia and I get along, because we like it hard. We like to take it hard. We like to feel it hard. We like to look at it hard. We like to make sure that we wrap our lips around the hard. It's just a hard moment
all
right
night
now.
Long,
I'm totally embracing. I'm embracing this hard moment.
I can't quite speak for Virginia yet, but Sammy, I know you full well do.
Oh, trust me, Virginia, she has the hard moment down to a freaking T, frontwards, backwards, upside down, any way you could imagine, she's got it. She's got the hardness completely down.
Oh,
I saw a few of her pictures. I had to adjust my pad a couple of different directions to make sure I was seeing things in the right proper manner. I was like, oh, look at that. Aren't we flexible? I can't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I think I have Ginger back on the line. Ginger, make sure you press 1 so that way I can put you through. If you're listening, my darling. Do it now. Touch it. Touch it like you're touching a nice hard cock. The number 1. Just saying.
Stroke it. Press it good. Nice and hard.
Touch it really good.
I think I need a cigarette
touch
now.
It. Touch Ooh. It. Touch it. Ooh, just touch it. Touch the number 1. So, darling Ginger, make sure you press 1 once you come into the call. Okay, so Johnny, darling, who
yes,
is your absolute, I know you have a lot of favorite cam models, I know that, but who is your favorite, like, all-time cam model that you would love to have on the show? Like the one cam model that you could just go goo-goo, ga-ga, like spew over, just you know, you don't have to spew, but
I do have one that I have a current strong high fascination with.
Okay, who is that?
adult film star named Priya Price.
Priya Price. Does she do webcamming?
Yes, she does, for the Cam Soda group.
Oh. I don't know if I've heard of her. Priya Price.
I shall have to send you a introduction to her and where to find
her. Yeah, do.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, because I've never heard of Priya Price.
I have another little friend I'll have to introduce you to too, Sammy.
Oh, definitely, because I've got all of, oh my gosh, May is booked and June is booked, so I'm not going to be booking any more cat models until like closer to like June, because cam models, not all of us, like some cam models can be a little ditzy and they just fucking forget. Even though I send them emails and say, hey, I haven't received your pictures and I haven't, you know, received your info. I can't put you on the show if you don't respond. So a few cam models out there that I've tried to book on the show before, just remember, check your email. It's simple. It's like checking our little text message. Just check the damn shit.
Listen to Sweet Sammy, yes.
Miss Ginger! I see you out there in cyberspace, but I need you to press 1 so I can put you into the call. Ginger, darling. Miss Ginger. Ginger, come back to me. Oh
Sammy,
okay.
I have to give you a quick little shout-out on your recent upgrades.
My recent upgrade? Oh, my tatas. I know, right? They're really heavy. I know, right? Well, guess what, John? I am not bouncing these tatas at all. The Furby told me that if I bounce the tatas and they move out of place and I have the same issue as last time, he's like, no, He's like, you're not bouncing those tits on webcam. Nope. He's like, you be careful or you're fired.
Get a baby, safety first, Sammy. Titties.
I got to be careful. The tatas, I got to be careful. Okay, let's bring our girl back in. Ginger, oh, Ginger darling. Hey, guys.
Are you there?
I'm back. Yay, Ginger. God, what'd you do? Go masturbate? What the hell, man?
I dropped my phone, and then, of course, my battery died, so I had to switch batteries, you know.
I swear to bejesus. Somebody's having a blonde moment.
Hey, I am blonde, you know. But at least I have extra batteries instead of having to go plug it up to a wall. You know, I like that idea.
Hey, if a cam model does not have extra batteries, then there's some issues.
Exactly. When I figured out that I could get extra batteries for my phone, I'm like, hey, I got it for all my vibrators, and I get the ones where you can, what are they, rechargeables.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, Ginger, we have John on the phone. John, is there anything that you would like to, you know, share or talk about with Miss Ginger?
I just want to say thank you for the follow in social media, and it is my pleasure to also follow you.
Thank you so much.
I'm slow to try to get to everybody, but I do make a point every time to greet at least everybody when I see them pop up in my feed.
I know. When you have a lot of people that follow you and that follows, it's kind of hard to keep up with all of it. I understand.
And yeah. I'm kind of non-tech savvy, so you kind of have to give me a break. I'm a little slow in these respects.
Hey, you're getting there. I've seen the pictures. You're getting there. I'm going to have to call you T. John.
I'll have to send out that frightening prospect of me in makeup, because trust me, it's like that Ron White thing.
You should send
thing.
It out and say, you know what? No, seriously, you should send out. Well, if my current job doesn't work out, then I'm going to buy a webcam, and I'm going to be the next T. John. I dare
all
you.
I can say is that.
I dare you.
All I can say is somebody got to
send
it
out
very
for
hard
you.
Up to find that.
I can
go
send
ahead
it out
if
for
you.
You.
I don't. It's not gonna bother me.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Miss Jinder, what are you doing right now? Like, you're like busy. You're running around. What are you doing? Are you out buying more toys and lingerie for your next camp show, or what's going on?
How can you tell I'm in the car?
Because I can hear it. I
had to go pick up a check from my attorney's office, so that was kind of dire.
Nice. All right, dinner's on Jinder.
Don't worry, I'm on hands-free. I'm not doing anything naughty in Las Vegas, you know. Or at least not at the moment. I've got to wait until I get home to do all my naughty stuff.
Damn it. Well, when are we going to find you on cam again, darling?
Well, I want to fight this cold before I get back on, but I'm hoping by Sunday I'm feeling a lot better. I don't like working when I'm sick because I'm sneezing and coughing, and it's just not sexy at all to me. So hopefully by Sunday this thing will be done and over with, and I can get back on to my regular schedule. I usually get on 2 hours in the afternoon starting at 1:30, and then I get on again around 6-7 o'clock, and then just work until I'm exhausted.
Okay, well, let's do this. Johnny, do you have any questions for the rest of us girls?
No, I will graciously bow out and bid each of you a wonderful evening.
Thank you,
fabulous. You too.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, and give Sir Scooter a little pat on the head for me.
So
love that little kid.
Scooter's in trouble.
Oh,
he's in
trouble. Yeah,
what did he do? Yeah, he's in trouble again.
Oh, Lord, Bill.
He ate my fucking panties again. He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
I think there are probably 6 or 7 or more that might have traded places with him.
Yeah,
just
right,
saying.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
John,
are all
you're
sorts
awesome.
Of fetishes there.
Oh boy, I'm telling
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you too. Ciao, kids.
Bye.
Ciao,
love.
Darling. We'll talk to you next week, Johnny, darling.
Indeed, or perhaps later in the evening. Who knows? I'm
all full
of surprises.
Oh shit.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Shit. Johnny's going to be out. He's going to be a creepin'. I'm going to be a creepin' on the masturbation side. Love you, John, darling.
Later. Bye.
Bye, honey. Okay, girls, we are coming up to the end of the show, and I just want everybody to know that you've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Virginia with our amazing guest, Miss Jinder Sweet. So, Miss Jinder, we're coming up on the end of the show, and I know you're busy, you're driving around. Give us your shout-outs where everybody can find you and all that specialness that we need to know.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter, Jinder Sweet XO. You can find me on Facebook at .com/GinderSweetXO. You can find me on streaming, GinderSweetXO.CamModels.com. GinderSweetXO. Also, i5.com/GinderSweetXO.
Okay, and I'm going to give a little shout-out for Miss Jinder because your wireless device was not working very well. So if you guys want to check out her on cam, you can check her out at GinderSweetXO.CamModels.com and make sure that you follow her on Twitter at GinderSweetXO. I just want to make sure I get that out there so everybody can hear where you can find her. And my beautiful, amazing co-host, Virginia, give me those yummy shout-outs there, you sexy spinner, you.
Aw, Sammy, I love you. On Twitter, I'm at Virginia Rose XXX. On Manyvis, we are Tight Co. couplestudio.manyvids.com. We have over 65 naughty videos now. And on Chatterbait, we are chatterbait.com/tightcouple/.
There you go. And then, of course, if you guys don't know where to find me, then you just have your dick stuck in an ass somewhere, or maybe a vagina, or your vaginas are just filled up. You can find me on Twitter at SammyBrick69, and I'm finally going to be getting back to webcamming this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Sammy_Brooks. I know, right? Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And then also, I want to make sure that you guys are following us at Adult Cam Awards, at Adult Cam News, and also AdultWebcamNews.com. You can go on there and click on and see everything that's going on in the adult, you know, like whole adult entertainment webcam. You can see everything that's going on. And then also, if you go on to OJoyToys.com and you enter the code at the end of your purchase, AWA10, you will get a yummy discount for all your yummy pleasure toys that are waiting for you to stick in all your holes or somebody else's.
Ooh.
Whatever.
OJoyToys is awesome.
I love them. They are so freaking awesome. They are the bestest. Zach is amazing. Zach, you're amazing. And remember, Spunk Lube is the shiznit. I'm just saying, Spunk Lube is amazing. Crazy. Follow them on Twitter at Spunk Lube. So, girls, if there's anything else that you would like to shout out, give it to me right now, you sexy freaking sex monsters.
Well, I'm
anything?
Super stoked to see you guys in January. I fucking love meeting you guys. Love your titties.
I
love your booties. I cannot wait to see you guys again. Seriously, we're counting down the days.
Some.
What is it, January 14th? We better see you guys
January
all there.
January 14th and 15th.
Mark your calendars.
Yes. January 14th and 15th, we will be back in Las Vegas at the Alexis Park Hotel and Resort. So make sure you mark your calendars. I'm going to have a lot more news coming out here very, very, very soon. Lots of yummy stuff. In the meantime, everybody keep your vaginas wet and your cocks hard. You ladies
very
have
hard.
An amazing, eventful evening. Ginger, thank you so much for joining us, darling.
Yeah, we love you, Ginger. It was so great that you joined us.
And I think we lost her again. Not quite sure. Okay.
Sammy,
all right, boys.
Sweet kisses all over your titties. Many, many kisses to your titties. You take care of them.
You're
treat
awesome.
Them like
I love you, girl. Thank you so much, honey buns. Tell Scott I said hi, and tell his cock I said hi as well.
Ooh, I definitely will. <You're
not> sure. All right, you guys. Have a fabulous evening. I will talk to you soon.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to our fabulous, freaking amazing show all about webcamming. And next week is going to be amazing, so make sure that you tune in. On that note, I'm out. I've got masturbation to get to. And if you, anybody out there, has an amazing webcam model that you are totally in love with, just send me the information on Twitter at SammyBrick69, and I will gladly get your guest on the show so you can call in and talk to. And you'll probably mess well. So everybody have a fabulous evening. Remember, go to AdultWebcamAwards.com so you can check out our fabulous, amazing upcoming year for 2017. And on that note, I will talk to y'all soon and see you on cam. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go, bitches. I need to go masturbate. Bye.
Trouble, but that's how I am. I like those. just like it like that.
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.
I like it.